You guys, there's so much talk lately about your avatar, your perfect or ideal client, and we all want to find them and we want to find more of them. Many of you guys are stuck in the same old loop, taking the next best shiny course that promises to deliver X, Y, and Z. Some of you have no idea even where to start. Most of you wonder how in the world to tap into that perfect lingo that'll just get you over the edge to convert the masses to buy your product or service. I know we've all been there. I've been there. Our guests have been there. They are amazing, amazing husband and wife team that are the creative insight and tech geniuses that specialize in finding and delivering the language of your avatar in the right manner at the right time. I cannot wait for you guys to meet them. They are off the charts awesome. So grab your pencil as we continue on this afternoon. This is the Erin Strayer Show. This is where we are all about uplifting and leveling and promoting and what are we doing? We're cultivating. We are cultivating and expanding amazing entrepreneurs that are out there in the world doing things just a little bit differently. These guys have a spin on things like you wouldn't believe, and I can't wait for you to meet them. We're giving you tips and workarounds to issues that we face every single day. One of those is talking to the people that need us, right? Talking their language. We're going to talk about that a lot today. I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics because most are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear and have settled for average. So I help them keep tasks and set obtainable goals. So, and plugging gaping holes in their business, their personal lives, and taking their dreams to reality. And bottom line, I provide executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves and you start making money. Oh my gosh, can I introduce you to my fabulous friends, Kat and Barry Cohen? Dun, dun, dun.
We're here.
We're here.
You are?
Hi, Erin.
Yes. Hi, Erin.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm fabulous today. I'm fabulous.
Thank you for
Thanks
having
for
us.
Hanging out with us today.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's great to be on the show. It's fun. We have a lot to talk about. You know what? Forget the introductions. We talk every 5 minutes. So to heck with the introductions. And it's so nice to see you because we see you constantly.
Constantly.
Let's just get right down to the meat and potatoes of the show, shall
you
we?
You think you guys would get, you'd think we'd get sick of each other, but we really don't.
No.
I'm going to tell the people out there, you guys, we are out on quite a few different platforms. If you are watching us from any other platform than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you in the feed. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here. I know it's right up there in the feed. Barry, where's your arrow? The cute guy arrow. yeah, we really appreciate you from whatever platform you're watching on, but we'll be able to see you and your comments if you click on over and come visit us over here. We love that. I am super thrilled that there are a lot of things going on the Erin Strayer Show. One of them is if you guys type live in the comments, you will never, ever, ever miss another show. So if you want to do that, go ahead and drop the word live in the comments and test my show bottle. Kind of deliver you the goods from here forward. So Barry and Kat,
yes,
we're talking about all things client attraction, talking our clients' language. Like it's like the word avatar and talking directly to them is such a huge, like it's out there. It's like that buzzword kind of thing that's going on out there. Like, can you break it down for us?
Your ideal high paying client, that's your avatar. It is ideal high paying client. So it's one person. It starts with one person. And the easiest way to create this avatar so that you've got a template, you know, you're looking at your computer screen, you have a template over there of who am I talking to? Who am I advertising to? And the easiest way is to start with the avatar, one person. And there's a whole bunch of stuff you want to do. Like if you're creating your best friend, except you're creating your best customer.
And it's your imaginary friend. You are looking at, to break it down a little bit more, because hey, we got time, right?
Yeah, we
break
got time.
Break it down a little bit more. Take all the best qualities of your favorite clients and the best qualities of the clients you wish you had. Put them all together, shake them up, and there's your avatar.
There's your avatar.
Well, let's talk about some of those for a second, okay? So, like, you got two categories there, right? That you just went over.
We have two categories?
The ideal high-paying client is the avatar.
No, but Barry just said two things.
Oh, yes. The clients you already have and the clients you want to have.
Yeah. So let's talk about those for a second. So the clients you already have, what are their characteristics, right?
Like, sure.
Who are they? What do they talk about? What do they do? Where are they? Is this all it? Is this what it is?
Well, it's what do they have in common? So, you know, if 10 out of your 12 current clients are moms, then your avatar is obviously a mother. And if 8 of them have kids that are between the ages of, you know, 9 and 13, then your avatar has, you know, has maybe 2 kids. One's 9, one's 10.
And keep in mind also that you want to make sure these are people that you want to work with.
Right.
So if you happen to be attracting moms, but you can't stand working with them, maybe you want to change your messaging up a little bit so you're not attracting the moms. And that's the whole point of this. You know, you want to take the best qualities of these people, not the worst.
Right. The things you enjoy about working with them and the things that you enjoy about them.
So is that like one, when people, when you go and speak at your BNIs or your chambers or the things that you guys show up, because you're out there, you do a lot of those networking things. You go and you speak at publicly at a lot of big forum gatherings. Is that what you see happening wrong? Is that they're just talking to anybody and everybody?
Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't that what everybody does? It's kind of like scattering the seeds and hoping some of them will grow.
Throwing pasta on the wall, see what sticks.
Doesn't work.
Why?
Why doesn't it work? It doesn't work because I'm Italian, and that's not how we test pasta. We chew on it, and if it has the right we're talking about something else. Sorry,
it's not food.
It's not food. No. In all seriousness, when you say that my product is great for anyone with skin. Do you care about your skincare?
Not even a little.
So you've just tuned him out.
And what's worse is people like that will also keep pushing the issue. And right back to exactly what Catherine said. I had somebody we were at an event and they had a table there and Catherine's walking by and she wants to know what's good with her skin and she cares. She's a girl. I'm a guy. I don't care. But the person at the table kept pushing the issue on me. And it's great for you. I said, I'm not your client. But she kept pushing and pushing. So what she did, turned Catherine off.
Yeah.
She had a potential client in Catherine, but trying to push the product on me turned off her ideal client.
Exactly. Yeah.
Ed says here, hey, Ed, how you doing? He said shotgun approach.
And there you go.
He's right on it. And that happens over and over and over again, that the person just wants to sell their thing so desperately bad that it doesn't matter who they're talking to or Catherine, who they're turning off in the process of trying to get buried out by their thing. And he's clearly not even interested.
Right. And then the other thing is, okay, anyone and everyone with skin. So you've turned off the guys.
Yeah.
You've turned off a lot of women, you know, who don't care about their skin. I can list you a ton of my friends who just, they're not into it. Now I'm interested. I've got the whole thing going on over here.
You got it going on, baby.
I got it going on, baby. And is it for my skin? Or is it for a 20-year-old skin who, you know, is still breaking out? Is it for a 70-year-old woman's skin? Whose skin is it for?
Mm.
You know, and my ideal client are women. You know, if you're thinking about your avatar and your avatar is a 48-year-old woman and she, you know, she's got 2 teenage kids and, you know, she's running them here, there and everywhere. So it's got to be a quick routine, but she cares about what's going on. And I'm sorry.
She keeps banging the desk.
And she cares about what's going on with her skin, and her skin is starting to change, and she's starting to notice the wrinkles and everything. Then you can say, my product is great for women between 45 and 60 whose skin is starting to change, and you're not liking those changes, ladies, but you're too busy and too crazy to be taking a two-hour routine in the morning and at night to keep your skin up. You want something fast. Now, I hear it. Yeah. That's me. I don't take a lot of time. Oh, I want to meet you.
Yeah.
That's the importance of the avatar, when you know who you're talking to.
Yeah. Yeah. Ed, I love Ed's comments. He's making me laugh. He's like, would you rather have a bus of vegetarians or a two-seat car of meat eaters come to your steakhouse?
I can't answer that because I'll offend vegetarians.
So thanks, Ed. It's true, right? Like, it's the quality over the quantity there, talking to the right people, knowing really what you're selling. So like, that kind of brings me to the next thing. I mean, it leads right into, do you even know what you're selling?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So many people we see, especially product-based businesses, they're selling a product where we know there's so much more to it. You need to know what you're selling. Perfect example is somebody that we know that sells promotional products. Mm. That's a commodity.
Sure.
You know, everybody and anybody sells promotional products. You go to Amazon, you get promotional products. But she's also helping them market. Mm. Sit down, have the conversation. Let's have a marketing strategy. So is she selling the promotional products or is she selling her marketing? And the marketing is what's going to set her apart from everybody else. And it's the same with pretty much any product-based business that you have.
You want to sell the result.
Mm-hmm.
You want to sell what's going to happen. This widget is going to sit on your client's desk, and it's going to have your name over here. And inside of it is going to be something wonderful that your client is going to open up every day and take a mint or this or that. And when you send this to your client, you're going to do this and you're going to do that. Nobody gives a whatever about this.
Rat's patootie.
Rat's patootie. That's exactly what was going through my mind, but not patootie.
But not patootie.
Not patootie.
It's a family safe show.
It's a family safe show. And, you know, I can pick this up from anywhere online without speaking to somebody and have no idea the best way to use this to promote myself. Yeah. What she's selling, in fact, is her and her mm-hmm. brains and her years of experience in being able to say, hey, take this product and do these things with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that makes so much difference, you know, and going back to talking your client's language, right? Like, yep. What is the ultimate outcome of the widget?
And you have to say it in such a way that your avatar's ears perk up.
Right.
You want
so let's talk about that, Barry.
Let's.
Your let's avatar. Talk about, let's talk. This isn't really how it goes when we're not on the air.
Oh, yes, it is.
A
little wilder. We're keeping it tame.
We're keeping it family safe here. It's super family safe and fun. Seriously, though, you two are absolutely brilliant when it comes to this, to really knowing how to speak your ideal client's language, but it hasn't always been that way either.
No, it hasn't. You want to?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'll tell the story.
You're cuter than me.
Once upon a time. No, we didn't always know how to speak our client's language.
Stop there for a second. What happened when you were in that space? How'd you used to talk to people?
Absolutely nothing happened in the space. We would talk to people. We didn't do the anyone and everyone is our client.
How'd you used to introduce yourself?
We didn't. That was the problem. We introduced ourselves as we're business coaches and we can help you with your business and we can help push you forward. And we did. And we could. And we did. But when it came to ourselves, we couldn't promote ourselves. It was just that difficult for us to reflect on ourselves. And that's part of the problem, is that it's often difficult for anyone, whatever it is that you're doing, it's often difficult for you to reflect inward on yourself and figure out what it is that you do and where it is that you're going.
And usually it's because you don't want to see the bad. You think sure. you're doing everything great and great. And if you really took a look, you know, 10,000 foot view of yourself, you're not going to like what you see. You know, that, and that's why people hire coaches, just for that reason, if nothing else, to tell you what you need to hear, even though you don't want to hear it.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And those of us that are in this space, like, man, we all have coaches, right? Every single one of us, because there's still so much growth that gets to be made. Ed is cracking me up. I just got to say, he said that need to send this Yelp video to the Yelp guy that keeps calling him every single day. So, like, I'm sure you guys can take that and go the same place as the skincare person, right?
Right.
Like, the Yelp guy clearly doesn't know who he's talking to.
Yeah.
Because he continues to call Ed, and Ed doesn't care.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It.
And what that's doing is giving Ed a bad taste in his mouth for Yelp.
Right.
He probably doesn't even go to their website anymore just because they're annoying the hell out of him.
Right. Right.
And, you know, Ed, in all sincerity, it's good for the restaurants, so you know which ones are dirty and disgusting. Just saying. Moving right along. When we didn't have a clear understanding of our ideal audience, when we didn't have a clear understanding of who we best serve, that's the other part of it. You know, who do we best serve? You're getting a lot of doors closed. You're getting a lot of, you know, no thank yous.
Mm-hmm.
When it, part of the avatar process is reflecting on what it is that you do and who you have the greatest impact with, you know, who says to you, oh my gosh, I cannot believe the difference. Even if it is somebody that you just casually said something to, you know, hey, why don't you tweak this or do that or whatever. If it's somebody who walked into your store and maybe you didn't have the exact thing that they needed, and you were able to refer them out, you were able to say, you know what, that's not what you need, this is what you need. When you start to look at how you behave, you can start to develop your avatar, because now you're starting to see, for example, years ago, Barry and I owned a software company with a partner, and it was a very specific niche. And there were two people, there were two types of people in this niche. There were bigger companies, bigger exchanges that, you know, were doing great and making tons of money. And that's who we wanted to go after. The problem is they had their software, they were attached to it, it's difficult to move, and it could be done. But what we didn't realize is we love to teach.
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
And the exact same thing that we're doing now. Who is your avatar? Who are you going after? How are you going to best build your business? Why are you lacking here instead of there? We're like, okay, wait a minute. There are people who are opening up new businesses every single day. They need the software to run the business, and they need somebody to guide them. Once we pivoted and once we realized that, knowing who our ideal client is and speaking to them, we had the associations throwing us people going, we don't have the patience for this. We don't have anything in place to teach and train these people. We want them to all, you know, follow the letter of the law and all this stuff, but we don't really want to do that, except for maybe once a year. Here you go. And that's how we built our business. That's how we built that business.
So we found our ideal client, and that was people just getting started in that particular industry.
And we found what we delivered. It was the same darn software. If you had, you know, 1,000, 2,000 members in your exchange, if you had 150 members in your exchange, the software worked the same. Same software, no difference, nothing. It was us. What were we delivering? We were delivering learning. We were delivering building your business.
And they eventually just started seeking us out.
Yep.
So it's, that is truly attracting your ideal client. We just sat there and the phone rang.
Yeah.
It was great.
Until.
I thought you said Intel.
Until.
She's a weird accent.
She's Midwestern.
Yeah.
It's Midwest.
It's the Midwest.
It's on the other side of the Mississippi.
Right. Yeah.
You got to listen very closely. So I really want to nail down this languaging and the you guys use the word mastery of the language, and it's so important. And when we talk to the skincare people or the Yelp people, right? And you right? Like, let's just use the examples, or like Tom's on here, he goes, sell the hole, not the drill, right? Like, when you talk to the problem and what the, you know, you give them the outcomes, right? Like, you're going to solve the XYZ for them.
Right.
It's a total different angle to come at than what we've been taught and how we function as normal humans until you realize that doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
So is there a process that you guys have developed? Is there, like, take me through that? Cause I know that you guys seriously, like, your speaking calendar is booked. The people that are, which is brilliant. I mean, and it's amazing and it's off the charts and it's fabulous and I love it. But it's just recently started massively blowing up for you guys.
Yeah.
But you guys didn't just start doing this. This process has been developing.
Yeah, this process, I mean, from our former business, that's how we started doing this teaching and coaching and moving on and understanding how to speak. As we're saying, speak your client's language. Mm-hmm. And let's talk to that for a minute so people actually understand what that means. When you understand who your avatar is, who that one ideal high-paying client is, you know how to speak to them. If your avatar is a 70-year-old, you're not going to speak to them in the pop culture terms of a teenager.
Right.
You know, you're going to speak to them in the language that they grew up in, that they understand, that has an emotional link to them.
Always emotion. And, you know, the other thing is, we've got a lot of cliches. Sell the sizzle, not the steak. Personally, I don't care about the sizzle. I am a meat eater. Sell me the steak. Tell me about the steak. So what is my problem? I want a really good steak right now. I want a really good steak right now. And now I'm making myself hungry.
Now we do have a problem.
Don't sell me the sizzle. Don't sell me the plate it comes out on in the presentation. I just want to know when I dig into that thing, it's just so you need,
you okay?
Yes. Thank you. That's why you need to know your avatar. It's totally different for different people. Who wants, you know, who, it's the same steak. It's the same thing. It's the same box. It's the same widget. But what do different people need out of it? So, you know, when we say the client attraction mastery and talk in your client's language, it's talking to this person, like Barry said, your avatar is your imaginary friend. How would you talk to your friend?
So let's talk about that steak.
Yes.
Let's talk about that steak. Tell me, how thick is it, Barry? It's 2 inches thick.
Yes. And delicious.
And delicious. Is it well done or medium rare or cooked to your
medium rare to the rare side?
Mm-hmm. Because
it's eating rare to the rare side, it's got some garlic on it. It, you know, it is fire roasted. It's over an open flame. Oh yeah. You know, that's exactly what you want to start to
got understand. The perfect grill marks on each side of it, right? That are just, we got people over on our other platform going, now they want a steak.
They want a steak. Right.
So, right.
And all the vegans were turning off.
Right. And every single vegan is going, does it come with a salad?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's that baked potato?
Does it have a baked potato? Maybe even a sweet potato.
Right.
Maybe. Maybe some Brussels sprouts along with that. We would really like
growing them in the garden, Erin.
Growing
them in the garden. We are.
I get to go harvest from the garden very soon. Yep. So I really want to, like, I'm sure that's a module that you guys dive deep into your program. I want to go into you guys. Kat and Barry have really been very, very, very generous. They're actually offering a free avatar review session for our people here. And if you're on my email list, that's come out in your email. If you have subscribed to our show reminders, it's also linked in your show reminder. So if you got the message from Tess that we were on live, that's in your inbox in Facebook. So this link also is there. If you're watching us now or catching the replay and you want some review, let's talk about this review, Barry and Kat. Yeah,
well, so when you do click on the link, fill out the form, you're going to get an email with a link to get on our calendar.
Yeah.
This is not send us a copy of what you wrote down. This is getting on a Zoom call with us. So it's a video conference with us for 15 minutes, face to face.
It's all good. Keep going.
It's a lot of good right there.
So yeah, face to face call with us. And we will talk to you about your avatar, let you know if it's fantastic, we're going to let you know that. If it needs work, we're going to let you know that and tell you where it's going to need some work.
That's right.
And give you the guidance of what you should really be looking for.
Yeah, when you're doing your avatar. So the first thing that you're going to get is it downloads an avatar review sheet.
A little worksheet
to get started. It's a little worksheet. Don't do it.
Homework right off the bat?
Yes, homework right off the bat. Yeah, that's it. I was raised by nuns. Homework right off the bat. Do it. Please don't do it in 5 minutes. Don't instantly do it. My recommendation is to take a week. You know, you might want to take 2 or 3 days, but keep coming back to it. So put it over here on your desk and keep coming back to it. You just got off the phone with somebody who is absolutely not your ideal client. You know, kind of jot down why not. What were the aspects about that? You don't want that in your avatar. You just got off the phone with somebody that you'd love to work with. Why? Jot that down in your avatar. You know, because you connected on some level, because they totally understand, because, you know, they're the people that you feel you can help the most. What is it? Whatever it is about that client, jot it down, and from there you will form one perfect person. And that's
so is my avatar and somebody from the ages of 25 to 35?
No,
I didn't think so.
No.
See how I set you up for that?
You did set me up for that. It's not a range of people. It's one person. You're describing if your ideal client came through the door. If the person who came through the door or picked up the phone and called you is a person who you say, you know, Erin, where you're at in your business and where you're going and the few things that we see that you've got a little bit of a hiccup with, Barry and I think that this is the best program for you. This is how much it is. This is how long it is. These are the results. And Erin goes, here's my credit card. Mm-hmm. That's your avatar. And not everybody's going to do that, but that's what you want to strive for.
That's so I want to point out something here that is very apparent to me, but might not be apparent to people that are watching. Mm-hmm. When they're going through your review worksheet, the fact that the person can or cannot pay for your program didn't even come out of your mouth.
Nope.
No.
Okay. I want to make that very, very clear. Because that objection, even if your ideal client, can we talk about that for a second? What if your ideal client is still ideal, but they may or may not be able to, what do you guys do about that when it comes to money?
If they cannot afford your services?
Help them find the money.
Help them find the money, especially if you're, you know, a coach or something like that, where you're helping them make more money. Mm-hmm. When you're in the business of helping somebody make more money, absolutely help them find the money.
Yeah.
Understand and know the ways. If you're in the business where, you know, let's go for extremes. You're selling a Tesla to a, you know, an 18-year-old who is going to school and working at McDonald's, that's not your ideal client.
Right.
There are times
they might be in 20 years.
They might be in 20 years. They might be in 5 years. Not even in 20 years. I say with the way
I'm just thinking some snot-nosed kid.
Yeah, the way things are going these days, yeah, you know, in 5 years that might be your ideal client and you may want to nurture them, but right now you're not going to help them find the money where they're, you know, where that's not possible. So that's part of it. That's also part of what we do in the review, where you're telling me you're selling a $10,000 product that is a it is not a necessity, that is not going to move them forward, but is rather just a desire. And these, you know, and the person that you're saying is your ideal client is barely making ends meet. We got to take a look at that. But most people, you know, most people I think in business know at least that much.
It's pretty cool. On our other platform, Beth Bryce is saying, help them find the money. I've never thought to ask this question. Brilliant.
Yeah, so, well, you know,
feedback on that. Yeah.
We feel so strongly about what we're teaching because every business owner needs it.
Yeah.
We see it all the time and it really pisses us off that people are going after the wrong people. You're going after the wrong customer base, the wrong clientele. So we know that with this information, with these tools in your arsenal, you can move your business forward and make more money. Let us help you find the money to take our course or coach with us or do whatever it is with us. Take our free things for now. You know, our free giveaways that we love to give away.
Absolutely.
Free giveaways that we love to give away.
Yeah, that
we love to give away.
I guess that's why they're called giveaways.
I know. One of the things that, you know, really tweaked my interest when I first interacted with you guys and we first met, what a lovely day that was.
It was rainy and dark clouds.
No, it wasn't. But Barry, you said something from that went along the lines, and you can fill in the blanks, but it was from flailing to thriving.
Yeah.
Like, like those three words, like, have stuck in my head that you have said that. I'm like, wait, Barry said from failing to flailing to thriving. So yes. What's the rest of that?
Well, it's business owners hire us to go from flailing to thriving because most are unfocused, going after the wrong clients, and they don't even know they need help to succeed.
Yeah. See, and that's so, did you guys catch that? They're unfocused and?
Going after the wrong clients.
Going after the wrong clients. And?
And they don't even know that they need help to succeed. And that's the saddest part. That's the saddest part. And here's your sign. Do you need help to succeed? If you're not making ends meet, you probably do. If you can sell more, service more clients, sell more products, you probably do. If, and this is a big one, you're making the money, the money is coming in, you're making the money, everything's going well, and you're working for yourself. Okay. So you've quit your job or never had a job. You're working for yourself where you're making your own rules. And yet every single client that you have is making you miserable.
Yeah.
People don't think about that one.
Right.
And let me be honest, because I am, it could be
to a fault.
It could be one of two things. It could be that you're attracting the wrong clients, you know, because they'll pay you, but they'll make sure that, you know, they get $2 worth of blood out of you for every dollar that they spent. And it could be that you're attracting the wrong clients or that your messaging is wrong. Your messaging is wrong and you're attracting the wrong clients. And so let's help you with your messaging, or it could be you. And if it's you that you're just always complaining, we're not.
You're not our ideal client.
Please don't call. You're not our ideal client. And that's part of messaging, is being honest.
It's being honest and having a little cat in you. She's so refreshing, guys. I adore this couple. I absolutely adore them. And quite honestly, those attributes are what your coaches, whoever you hire, should be giving. You shouldn't have to ask for honesty. You shouldn't have to, whether, you know, like, I'm not here to make you feel good. I'm here to grow your business.
Right.
That's exactly it. If you're looking for feel good, touchy feely type coaching, find someone else. That's really it.
I would say don't even hire that person. There is touchy feely to a degree, but you still have to be pushed.
Yeah.
You still have to grow.
Yes.
Whatever it is that you're growing, you still want somebody who's going to help you grow.
Yes. I agree 100% with that. And I know my very first coach that I ever had may or may not have been Beth Bryce, may or may not have been, love her dearly, harder than hard, didn't let me quit, didn't let me go on, told me the honest truth. This is what you need to do. These are your next steps. When are you going to have them done? Right? Like, and you guys are so, work so much the same way as far as the cultivating and the steps and the, I want to jump in. You guys, we are going longer than our 30 minutes today. So keep your pencil sharp. I want to go into talking about your client attraction mastery course that you guys have, that's out there. I'm going to put it on the screen here and I want you to kind of dive into what that looks like. If people are going through their review, they've had their review with you, this would be the next step with you, correct?
Absolutely.
So that you've already, okay. So pick my stuff apart. Be real. Pick it apart.
I don't know
just,
what that
just
means,
hypothetically then.
Hypothetically. So the client attraction mastery course is going to be us picking apart a bunch of stuff. Just jot this down. Our next class starts on April 9th.
Okay.
Because now it's out of my brain and on your pieces of paper. And thank you all for writing that down.
That person right there.
Yeah.
They didn't write it down.
Whatever.
I'll write it down right here.
In all seriousness, it's going to start with your review of your products and your services and what is it that you're selling? Are you selling the sizzle? Are you selling the steak? Maybe you're selling both because some people like the sizzle and some people like the steak. So that's great. And we'll list all those things out. We're going to take a look at what you're selling, how you feel about the things that you're selling, because how you feel about them is so much, so important. And whether or not you're spreading yourself too thin, you know, I'm selling this and this and this, and this is part of this and that. No, let's cut it. Get rid of these things.
Yeah. What we have found is what some people will do and past clients, they have a business, but it's not making them enough money. So the first thing they do is find something else, another business to bring in more money to support the first business.
Right.
And now you're splitting your focus. So neither business is doing well. So what do they do next? Let's take on another business to sell something else. And it's just a whole cycle. So, you know, what we look at and say, okay, let's focus on one.
Right.
And just make that work if that's where your passion is, if that's what you want to do. You know, sometimes it isn't.
Yeah.
True. And you know, that is really in the industry, that is, there's so much of that going on where chasing the shiny rainbow sparkle unicorn thing, right? Yeah. Like the right squirrel, the next best amazing thing that's out there when they actually haven't even done the work from the last three courses that they've taken that may or may not have panned out for them if they would have put it in there. But they're, you know, this cycle has got to stop. So I love that you guys take that and you break it down and you're like, okay, well, you've started these three businesses now.
Which one? And what is it that you're selling? And then from there, we start to talk about your avatar, your ideal high paying client. Let's create that person. Let's look at them. We look at something called your TEDs. TM. TEDs are your talents, your experiences, your desires, and your skills.
Ooh, that's a writer downer.
That's a writer downer.
That's the signature system, our signature system that we use to go through all of these steps. Without knowing these things and doing the work to understand it, it's really difficult to move forward in anything in your business life.
Right. Because there's too much with an entrepreneur of the I gotta syndrome. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. This is on me. That's on me. No, it's not. Because if it's not in your zone of genius, you're messing it up. Bam. And you're wasting your time.
That's another writer downer.
you want the best writer downer?
Yeah.
You don't have to write a book.
Oh my God.
Take me there. Take me there, Barry. Let's go.
Back that up. Yeah.
Because it's almost on everybody's checklist.
Oh, it's on everybody's list. And almost every speaker, every coach out there says you need to write a book to build your credibility. Well, you know what? If I'm taking all this time to write my book, I'm not doing the work to do my marketing, to get new clients, to take care of my current clients. My focus is lost. And you know what? I might not be a very good writer. And I might hate writing with a passion. So why is somebody insisting every time I go to a conference, a seminar, hear another coach speak, a webinar, you have to write a book? No, you don't. Stay within your zone of genius. If you don't want to write a book, you don't have to write a book.
That's right. If there's a book in you and a message that you have to get out, get it out. But if it's just something that's sitting there, you are wasting more time avoiding the things that you don't want to do that could very well be spent on the things that you're great at and you enjoy doing.
Let's go. Try the veal.
Exactly.
You guys, they're just getting warmed up.
You got what, another hour to go?
No. I love that you guys are so honest. I love that you point these things out. I love that you're not followers.
Yeah.
Everybody else is doing it, so I got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that. I love that you master your zones of genius. I love that it's a teamwork between you guys. And just for reference, Catherine's like this massive creative force to be reckoned with. Like her brain works like none I've ever seen before. She is so calculated and so out there and on it and sees it and writes it down and it gets done and it's right there. And she's the idea creator and she sees things that 99.99% of people don't see. She has that like ability to see that. That's like your little parlor trick, right?
Yeah.
To be able to see what others cannot in the creative zone of somebody else's business or where it should be going. And it's really a brilliant aspect that you have inside of you. It's inborn with you. It's not like you developed that. You've had that.
It's part of me.
And I'm her arm candy.
Yes.
And you're just eye candy, Barry.
Barry's the tech genius. So, Barry, you know, everything that you're told to implement, everything that you're told to do has some sort of tech to it. And then, okay, how do I use the tech?
Mm-hmm. And Barry figures it out. And Barry's mind works in a very technical way. I know I had to be nice. I had to be nice, Barry. If we weren't on camera, I wouldn't have to be nice. I would just tell you how I think. But I'd speak your language in the same way. Barry's actually brilliant in his own mind too. We all see it. Those of us that get to see and experience you work, it takes you zero time to figure out a program, a system, an implication, an integration of something with something, it takes you like zero time. Oh, I'm going to transfer to this new platform.
Yeah, we did.
And I'm like, what? And you're like, yep, it's done. I already got it figured out. I had one little tweak and I got it going and I'm up and running. I'm like, okay, you said you were doing that yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's already done. Yeah. And I know that you do that with your clients also, that you go in and you evaluate what system's going to work best for them and their business, that what technology is needed for them at this point in their process, not, hey, you need the biggest, best thing out there that's most expensive, right? No. Like, you know, look at Kat's face like, no. Yeah. And that's where your wheelhouse is and really what your zone of genius really truly is not only do you know and understand the tech, but you are able to go, okay, this is what's going to serve you right now where you're at for the next 5 years. And then we're going to go back to the drawing board and reevaluate,
yeah.
Right? Like you don't need the 15-year thing that's going to expand you to 1.9 million subscribers on the thing and have like 7 different memberships when you're just starting out.
No,
like,
not at all.
Yeah, when the time is right to get a particular tool, that's when we get the particular tool.
And we're doing tech. We're doing tech in the Client Attraction Mastery course. We are doing tech.
Well, we're talking about it. We're not going to make people do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, the biggest thing with this course also that a lot of courses don't do is accountability. Not only are we going to have a Facebook group for the course and accountability in there, but we're going to assign accountability partners with the attendees of the course as well.
Yeah. So, and what's the goal for that?
The goal is to get the work done. How many people? We know them.
Oh, come on, Aaron. You know, half the stuff that I get done because I have to send an email on Tuesdays and Thursdays to my accountability partner. And I'm like, oh, dang, what did I do? And
she never says dang.
She never says dang.
It's a family show.
It's a family show. Mm-hmm. But it's all of us. You know, we'll be easy on ourselves sometimes. Sometimes we'll be too hard on ourselves and not get things done. But accountability is a big thing.
It's huge.
So we want to offer that as part of it. Branding. If you want to attract the ideal client, are you branding for your ideal client? Is your logo all flowers and flowers and hearts and things, and your ideal client are, you know, male golfers who are corporate executives? What's that about?
Right.
And it's beyond just a logo. We talk about everything with branding because it has to be congruent throughout your entire business life.
Right. Your branding is on point. Let's take a look at you, Aaron. Your branding.
Let's look at Aaron.
Let's look at Aaron. Everybody look at Aaron. Her branding is on point. Background is neat and organized.
And the same color as her logo. And her bar at the bottom of the screen.
Right. Her background is also very soft. It has the ohm. It has, and I know I can read sometimes that one, thankful, right?
Thankful.
It says thankful. It has some greenery. So Aaron is not, when Aaron is coaching, when Aaron is working with her clients, she is not this in your face, all right, let's do this now. She's not hyper. She's not us where we're, where we're a little bit more hyper.
Pushy.
We're a little bit more pushy. We're a little bit more in your face. Erin is amazing at what she does. And you see Erin's, there she is. No, there she is. the backwardsness is crazy. But Erin's personality and her background and her logo and her look and everything about her is all congruent. She is professional and approachable. She is, soft, but organized. And it is everything about her and everything that she does. And when she's relaxed and just hanging out, she's the same person. She's not putting on anything. And that's what your branding is all about. It is everything about you and your business that comes together. And people love it.
So there. Look at her. She's blushing.
Look at her. Okay, you got to talk for a little bit longer.
She's all beclaimed.
I get all, get all gooey. Like, it's awesome.
We love you.
We love you.
I love you guys too.
And people, in all seriousness, people think that, let me slap a logo on something and now I've got a business and now I've got a brand. It's so much more. And then from your branding and when everything is in alignment. All right. I know who I'm talking to. So I know how I can talk to them and I know the wording and I know what look will attract them that I'm not putting on airs. Mm-hmm. This is a look that attracts my ideal client and yet is comfortable for me. Mm-hmm. The logo and the things you send out and how you dress and all these different things. These are all in alignment with each other. Now, when you start messaging, when you start speaking, when you put together your talk or your workshop, when you talk to a client who comes into your store, you're speaking in a way that's attracting them. When you're at a networking event, you're speaking in a way that is getting the people at the event to start to think in their head, who do I know? And that's, and that's another thing with messaging. There's two different types of messages. I'm talking to my ideal client. I'm talking to the people who hang out with my ideal client. Too often, and we go through this in the course, too often we go to a networking event, we go to our BNI, we go to, the chamber and we say, everybody in this room, I want them all to be my client.
Business card.
And start dealing, don't you?
Yeah.
Yep.
They're not, they may or may not be your client, but they know a lot of people who are. So how do you talk to them differently than how you talk to your client?
I love it. How long is this program?
6 weeks.
6 weeks. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. So it's short and concise. Covers a ton of material.
Yeah, we cover a lot, and we don't think that you should take a year to figure out who your client is and how to attract them. You need to figure out who they are quickly, get all of the tools under your belt, and get out there and do it.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Massively, give the tools, teach the tools, go use the tools.
Yes.
Yep.
Get new tools, get the tools, learn how to use the tools, give the tools.
It's an evolution. You just build slowly on everything that you've done and you don't try to do it all at once.
Right.
And but I love that it's 6 weeks and not like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'd run out of things to say in a year. I mean, come on.
Well, the thing for me is I'm a doer. Like I want to order it at the window, pay for it and pick it up all at the same time. Right. Like I want it done like McDonald's drive through, right? Like just order it and pick it up. I want it done. And if something can produce results quickly like that for me, then I'm going to stick with it. Two, I'm going to finish it. Three, I'm going to apply it.
Right.
Because I saw results. So I want more results.
Absolutely. And here's a fun little fact. The class that you're taking or the course that you're taking to get on stage, which is, something that we're all doing more and more. The course that you're taking to learn how to make the window in your store more attractive to bring people in. The course that you're taking to close business, the coach that you hired to help you do these other things are not going to work until you know that you're directing them to your ideal client. If you're getting on the wrong stages, you're not going to make the sale at the end. If you're putting the wrong stuff in the window at the store, you're not going to make the sale at the end. you know, people aren't going to come through the door. If your website even doesn't look the way your ideal client, your avatar wants it to look, expects it to look, they're not going to keep going on. So this is so foundational, but so important.
Very important. So one thing I want to point out too. So like if people want to shift, they've already been going for a little while. We got a couple minutes left here and then we got to let you people go because I know you're on a time limit. If they've already been going in a direction and they want to shift.
This works. Guys,
this works for them.
Yeah. I mean, we just shifted. We did a complete rebrand between December and January. We didn't change what we were doing. We didn't change the material in any of our programs, but our brand was off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we took the time and new company name, new logo that matched who we are and matched what our avatar was looking for.
Absolutely.
And it's smoking good.
It is.
And if you're going through that, or if you're, you know, or if you're going through a lot of stuff in your business, and this is a quickie bonus that we have. We have a bonus with the Client Attraction Mastery course where you have a problem. So you quickly email us and then Barry and I get on a little video like this and we go, okay, so here's the deal. You may want to do this and you may want to do that. And here, take a quick look at what we did over here and look at this website. And then we add all that and we send the email back to you. So you're not trying to read into the email. We're not emailing you back. We're videoing you back because it's more understandable that way.
And it's brilliant.
And you can brilliant. Do that as much as you want in that 6-week time, as much as you want all the time.
Unlimited.
So that's a big bonus.
That's massive, massive touch points too. Massive tapping resources, massive, like unlimited questions. And usually I know in programs, 6 weeks programs, some 6 month programs that I've taken, you have a one or two laser calls allowed in that period of time. So to have unlimited support like that is really, really beneficial. Awesome. You guys have any closing remarks as we head off for the rest of our dates today with our people? We have a lot of people on our other platform that have been hanging out with us this whole time. Lots.
Cool. I'm going to say, don't be shy. Take the avatar review, click the link, get on our, we are very approachable. We want to talk to you.
Yeah. We like talking to people. We could keep talking here. Just if things aren't working in your business, if something feels off, it probably is. And we may not be the people for you. You know, Aaron may or may not be the person for you, but if something feels off, you know, go with right here. If it feels off, it is. Mm-hmm. So look into that and don't push it down. You know better than anyone else that something is not right. You may not be able to fix it yourself, but there's somebody out there that's absolutely the person to help you. And we hope it's us.
We love that, you guys. And they're 100% true when they said that they're so approachable. And they've mentioned multiple times in our conversation for the last hour that they're super honest. They're to the point. They have massive, you guys can go research them and do the background on them, but they're together, their combined experience that they bring together is nothing shy of impressive. So do your homework. Sign up for a call with them, do that free avatar, at least get the free avatar on there. Yeah. And, you know, really, really dive into that and just see where that goes from there. And it'll change your world when you put Barry and Kat in it.
Thank you.
It will.
For the better.
It will change your world for the better. Bringing their knowledge base in, bringing their instruction in, bringing their confidence and their encouragement and their amazing personalities into your world. It does absolutely change your life forever. So anyways, Barry, you got anything to say before we head off?
Oh, we'll throw in another bonus. You'll get a free ticket to our Profitology Live 2-day event in Phoenix in April. We're just going to ask for a seat deposit.
Yeah.
What?
When you sign up for our course.
So when they sign up for the Client Mastery course, they're going to get a free ticket to, and you guys are speaking at this event, yes, this Profitology.
Our event, we'll be there.
We'll be training.
We'll be training a lot.
Yeah.
So fill out the little form, get on the phone with us.
Yep. Absolutely.
Unbelievable. So that's a two day
event in April.
In Phoenix.
A free ticket in Phoenix to the course.
Yep.
If they sign up for the course.
Yes.
The workshop. Unbelievable.
Is that okay with you?
Heck yeah, it's fine with me.
Okay then.
It's amazing. It's so heartwarming to and generous. It's very, very generous. So thank you so much for that. You guys, we've been talking with the amazing Barry and Catherine Cohen of Cohen Coaching today. We've been on for an hour because these guys are amazing and they have so much information to share. Go ahead and grab that free avatar review session. The link is in the feed. It's in your email if you're on my email list. It's also been flipped through our Tess, my show bot, who's been watching today as well. If you guys never, ever want to miss another show, go ahead and type live in the feed and Tess will make sure she keeps you up to speed with what's going on the Erin Strayer Show. And we are live every Tuesday and Thursday when we're not traveling. And Barry and Kat, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Seeing you guys. Take care, everybody. We'll see you back here soon.
Bye.
Bye.